Hi, this is Regina Klimovsky, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care on a recorded line. I understand you wanted to learn about the increased Medicare benefits for 2026. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, very good. And let's go ahead and start with your, if you can please confirm your zip code for me.
70815.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, before we begin here, sir, Medicare just requires that I let you know we don't offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 40 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program to get information on all of your options there. And Medicare does also require that I ask you just a couple of questions here before we proceed. The first question being, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No.
Okay, very good. And do you make all of your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member, maybe a social worker, help you out with that?
I make my own.
Okay, very good, sir. And as far as now the additional benefits go, is there anything in particular you wanted to make sure was included in your plan? For example, did you need additional dental or vision benefits, or maybe an increase on your over-the-counter card?
I think they had checked it, and I was at the max. I get the max on my flex card, on my card, my food card. I get the max, so I wasn't qualified.
You get 285. Okay, I hear you. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty high up there. That usually is one of the higher ones. Okay. Now, in addition to that card, though, did you need anything, any kind of dental or vision benefits? For example, I don't know if you need any kind of major dental work done. We can look at something that increases your dental benefits.
No, because I already got a pretty good dental plan. I just got that changed over. I just got it changed over. And it's a pretty good plan that cover everything I need for dental.
Oh, okay. Very good. And what company are you currently with that you switch over to?
I'm still with Humana Medicare. Humana?
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. And you have the full Medicaid, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And then Humana, there is a plan that gives you, okay. All right. I do have, I'm licensed and appointed with all the carriers in your area there. So what I can do is take a look and just do a quick comparison. We're not making any kind of changes, just to make sure you are getting the maximum amount of benefits that you're entitled to. So we can go ahead and take a look at that, just to make sure you are receiving everything. All right, perfect. All right, sir, so the first thing that we do need to do is determine your Medicare eligibility. Do you have your red, white, and blue card with you there?
Yes.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, there's a combination of numbers and letters there. If you could please read that off to me.
Let me get my glasses.
Okay, take your time.
It's number five.
Mm-hmm.
Alphabet Q.
Mm-hmm.
Number two and number four. Then it got a dash.
Okay.
C as in Charlie. D as in dog. And number seven.
Okay.
Dash. V, H, 8, and 7.
Okay. V, H like Henry, V like Victor, H like Henry, and then 8, 7, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. And do I have your permission to determine your Medicare eligibility here in the Medicare system? Would that be okay with you?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's pull this up here. All right. typed everything in correctly. All right. And then how often do you go see your primary care doctor?
At least once a month.
Okay, very good. All right. And what's his or her name?
Sharon Bates.
Sharon Bates? Okay. All right, so I'm going to make a note of that here, Sharon Bates. All right, and I do have your profile pulled up here, Mr. Willie Jones, correct?
Yes.
All right, very good. And congratulations, it looks like you retired or picked up your Part B, I should say, your Medicare in June of 2025 there. So that was very recent. That's very good. Did you retire in June?
Yes.
Okay. Good for you, sir. How are you enjoying retirement?
It's all right. I enjoy it.
Yeah. It is. You got to get used to it sometimes. You got to keep yourself busy there. All right, sir.
Yep, that's right.
Yes. And I do see here that you are currently, so you have the Humana dual special needs plan. And you are in a very good place because you get, you have Medicare and you have Medicaid, and then it looks like you get that extra help from the Social Security Administration at a, what's called a level two, and that helps you with your prescription drug costs. That's very, very good. And then,
right.
I see here you went, so you picked up a plan in, Humana Gold Plus, so you've been with Humana since August, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, since August of last year. Okay.
Right.
Yes, perfect. So let me just make sure, again, there are a lot of options available in your area. I'm going to just quickly verify your Medicaid level. And based on your Medicaid, just to make sure you are receiving the maximum amount of benefits. Now, aside from, let me put in Dr. Sharon Bates here. She's the primary care doctor, correct?
Right.
All right. Perfect. And you do have QMB, so I was able to verify your Medicaid there. And do you go see any other specialists besides Dr. Sharon?
Do I see any other specialists?
Correct. Do you see any other specialists or any other doctors?
No.
Okay.
No. Do I see other doctors? I see other doctors, the one that she recommended me to. I see a cancer doctor, a kidney doctor,
okay.
Eye doctors.
Okay.
Yeah, I see other doctors.
You see other doctors. So is this Dr. Bates Chambrell, is she located on Airline Highway or on
yes.
Colonial Drive? Okay. All right, perfect. I just want to save her on here. And then, so you go to whichever doctor she recommends you to after, correct? Or if you need to go see a doctor, she usually recommends?
Right.
All right, very good.
Yes,
okay,
my primary doctor.
Yes. All right, very good. And then you do have that extra help with your prescriptions from the extra help from the Social Security
yes.
Administration? Yes. So as long as your medication is in the formulary, sir, the most that you would pay for any generic medication with the level 2 is $1.60, and the most that you would pay for any brand name medication is $4.80. And again, that's just the maximum. That doesn't necessarily mean that those are your copays. And then what pharmacy
yeah.
do you normally go to?
Walgreens,
okay, perfect.
Walgreens,
all right. Very good. Okay, so I'm going to take a look here. And right now, with your current plan for the over-the-counter, the food card there, you get the flex card $285, which is very, very good. Thank you, Bielny. So I'm going to just take a quick look here, Willie, just to see if you do have, if you have anything else that's available to you that's giving you a higher benefit. Okay, so just bear with me one moment while I take a look at everything. All right, thank you. That's overall, like, that's pretty good plan you got there. And you haven't had any kind of problems when you go fill your medications, correct?
Nope.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Very good. All right. All right, just one more moment here. Okay. And you're able to use that card at the grocery store? Have you used it this month, Will?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Yes, it does look like you are getting the highest amount on the food card. There are other plans that are very similar as far as the over-the-counter benefit that do offer, you know, let's see. You said you've been to the dentist. You don't need any kind of dental work done?
Yeah, I've been getting, I had to get extractions and partials, top and bottom partials.
Oh, okay. That could be pretty expensive. Yes. Have they told you how much that's going to be?
Yeah. For the all together, it was like 21 something for everything. But for 2100, I think.
Yeah.
Something
okay.
like that.
And was the plan gonna cover it?
Yeah, it didn't cover everything though. It covered all except I think I had to pay him. I think it was about $1,500 I had to pay though.
Okay. Did you do that this month? Are you still, going through treatment for that? Getting your.
I'm still working on it. I'm paying about a month.
Okay. All right. So. Okay. And then, are they doing your partials for you, or I mean, are you still in the process of getting treatment for them? Is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm still in the process.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still in the process.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering if they had already started with that process, because there are Okay. All right, very good. I was going to just let you know, there's another Humana plan that gives you a higher dental benefit. Like for the dentist, it gives you $4,000 versus the $3,000 you're getting right now. So,
I had the $4,000, and I changed it because they didn't fit the $4,000 that they give me for the month. You know, they didn't cover my partial.
Oh, really?
So I changed and got...
Okay. So that plan did cover it. All right. Then looks like you're pretty set there, Willie. You are getting the maximum benefits as far as the over the counter, and they're giving you $3,000 on the dental. So, and your doctor's in network. So. You're all set for this year. I wouldn't make any kind of changes, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Take care. Okay.